listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. Police are getting on top of an increase in gang violence across the East Coast. Victoria has this morning announced the Viper Task Force, made up of 80 officers, to combat organised crime after the most recent shooting of Sam the Punisher. Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says underworld figures have been warned to stay low amid possible revenge attacks.
We're using all the powers that are available to us, all the tools that are available to us, and we at numerous times have told heads of different crime areas they are at risk. We have told them they are at risk of being targeted.
It comes as a New South Wales task force continues to combat gangland violence in Sydney. A former bikie shot on Monday was the 14th incident in 2 years. Australia's lowest paid workers will start seeing an increase in pay packets from today. Well, around 10 million Australians will start receiving a one-off cost of living tax offset worth $420. Super guarantees are also rising and rules around who can receive super are changing. Whoops, our Defence Force has picked up on an issue impacting the Guardian-class patrol boats Australia sent through the Pacific Island nations. It says there's a potential fault in the exhaust system. And I'm sure there's no age restriction on adults for this one, but grab the colouring in pencils. The AFP has released an activity book to teach kids about our federal police and how they keep the country safe. It includes Constable Paul the Platypus from National Investigations, Wendy the Wombat from Cybercrime, and forensic scientist Dr. Maggie the Magpie. Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy isn't making any excuses for last night's 36-30 loss to Manly. His side threatened to pull off an epic comeback, storming home with 4 tries in the final 5 minutes. But Bellamy says the damage had been done.
I just didn't think we had any energy, had any intent tonight, you know, which was really disappointing. Can make excuses if we want, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, if you put your hand up to play well, you need to play well.
Tonight, the bottom place Titans face the Knights in Newcastle before the Panthers host the Roosters. Brisbane coach Chris Fagan is hopeful a hamstring injury to Dane Zorko is only minor after both he and Daniel Rich failed to see out last night's 41-point win over the Dogs. The Lions skipper going off just minutes into the match.
I asked Zork himself and he said it was just he just felt like he had a bit of an awareness. So we'll wait and see. We've got 10 days. You'd think it's unlikely that they'd play.
Jordan Degoe returns to the Pies side to face the Suns tomorrow and Paddy Dangerfield is back for the Cats against North. Well, tonight the Saints take on the Blues at Marvel. Listener.